Hi, I'm John Weber. Our guest on Piano Jazz today is a virtuoso pianist brimming with endless creativity as an improviser, composer, bandleader, recording artist, orchestrator, contest winner, educator, critic's choice, and world-class jazz artist. She's a fearless experimenter who draws from the modern jazz tradition and contemporary classical music in her own compositions. She also knows how to swing on standards, and she sings too. My friend and fellow piano jazzer, Roberta Pickett. Roberta, welcome to Piano Jazz.
Hi, John. Thank you so much. That was quite an introduction.
Did I leave anything out?
I was looking behind me to see if there was someone else you were talking about back there.
You have created so many interesting quality projects in your career that I almost don't know where to start because I enjoy all of them so much. I'm going to begin by asking you about the ensemble, which would be your piano trio with bassist Johannes
Weidenmuller.
Weidenmuller, okay.
Weidenmuller.
Very good. And drummer Billy Mintz. And you have a trio recording from 2011 called Sides Colors,
which
is, for so many reasons, an ideal piano trio recording with numerous surprises. I must admit, the strings and the woodwinds that you arranged as an orchestrator were a really nice touch. And you created one great arrangement, one great original number after another. And I can even remember you taking a standard that I've probably played 1,000 times in my career called Make Someone Happy.
Yeah, it's a great tune.
And you did something special with it.
You know, sometimes with certain tunes, maybe I'll have a specific line or a specific idea of what I want. But in other tunes, it's really just like a more of a sketch. But, you know, whatever I bring in or whatever agenda I think I have, once the musicians start playing it, it kind of takes on a life of its own. So it's not really just based on what I want. You know, it's based on what the trio was going to make of it. But when you're playing with people on the level of Johannes and Billy and guys who are so open and creative and so capable in so many different areas, you don't really have to worry about sweating the details. You know, I think that developed in a really nice way. You know, it starts off very loose and then we go into swinging eventually. And that was a pretty nice take, actually.
Julie Stein's Make Someone Happy on your recording Sides Colors is something I would like to hear you play.
Well, I'd love to, because in fact, I originally wrote that arrangement as a solo piano piece. So I'd be glad to play
that?
It for you.
All right. Thank you. That was wonderful. I love that.
Thank you.
I love the way you are such an individual. You're not going to do something that's been expressed already.
Oh, thank you.
You can borrow from people or you can, you know, be influenced, use them as a springboard for your own thing. But I remember when you took Bill Evans' Laurie, which already had spectacular changes, and I thought, oh,
that's
my God.
That's a beautiful tune.
And you reharmonized it in such a special way. I remember just thinking, oh, why didn't I think of that?
Well, you know, I think that it's important to have a foundation, you know, it's one of the things I respect about you. Like, you have such a remarkable foundation in the music. And I think that's really important, like, if you're going to move forward, like, to first, you know, have an understanding of the past. And, like, that's a great example. You know, I love Bill Evans.
Do you remember the Marion show where Bill Evans was on the first season of the show?
I was just listening to it the other day. It's just remarkable how he deconstructs all of you.
Yeah. That was the reason I started taping Marion's show. And, Who knew that, you know, you and I both end up on this show? She recommended you. She adores your playing. I would like to hear you play a tune of Marion's, if you would. What do you think?
I'd love to. Marion, she's so well known, obviously, as a pianist and of course, for the show. I think that she deserves to be even better known than she is already as a composer.
Yeah.
I'd like to play In the Days of Our Love for you, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. She did that with...
I think it was... Peggy Lee wrote the lyrics.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tune.
I would love to hear your version of In the Days of Our Love.
Great.
Marion is a wonderful composer, isn't she?
She really is. Fantastic.
Well, there's more coming up with pianist Roberta Pickett. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Now, Roberta, some of the things that are most thrilling about your writing, which I appreciate as a fellow pianist, are your great melodic lines, fantastic harmonic shifts, and chords over chords. And I saw you in an interview once saying that you refuse to dumb down. In other words, you're gonna not compromise me. At one point, you were in the computer science world, and you thankfully came back to the world of jazz. So on your album Love and Beauty, there's a piece dedicated to Claude, your cat, and your imagination really goes wild.
Yeah, well, Claude inspires a lot of imagination. Actually, I wrote that piece for my trio at that time, which was Ratso Harris and Billy Mintz, and I wanted to write something that would tap the virtuosic powers of the trio, both individually and collectively. And Claude was there.
You know, Frédéric Chopin, as I recall, was inspired to write some great pieces about some beloved pets. So I imagine that this solo piano number, I mean, before it reached your brilliant bandmates, you probably started out by saying, let's see if I can play it first.
Oh, sure.
So, would you like to play your remarkable composition? Claude, I got to say that slow.
Saying it is almost as hard as playing it.
Claude. I know. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Awesome. Wow, Claude's Claude. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
And it reminds me some other pieces that you do, like Alone, Alone, and I Am My Everything. You do those just impossible flourishes that sound like modern classical music, and then you improvise on it, and you were able to create something completely different. I've heard you do several versions of that song, and no two are anywhere near alike. It's beautiful.
Thank you. You know, John, one of the things that blows me away about your playing is how incredibly virtuosic you are, how you can play different lines at the same time, really complex, interesting things. I mean, you're such a complete pianist, and I really admire that about you. It's almost like you have three brains going on at the same time. And I was wondering if you could play something for me, maybe one of the things you like to play as a solo piece, but something that that maybe was written or conceptualized more for a larger ensemble, like a trio.
Okay, yeah. I could condense a trio recording that I have from the mid-80s with Enrico Paranunzi and Mark Johnson playing bass and Joe LaBarbera playing drums, and I'll make it into a solo piece. I guess I could do that. It's a nice left-hand melody called D-Song.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Oh, that was just stunning. That was beautiful. Wow, your left hand is just phenomenal. That section where you were walking and playing lines at the same time, and it was all so coherent, it's really stunning. Thank you for playing that.
I want to know how you do those left hand, right hand answer things. You do have an ambidextrous mind. So you do these lines.
Well, if your hands are answering each other, then you don't have to play at the same time, so it's easier.
Yeah. Well, I'm having a great time with Roberta Pickett. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Roberta, you wrote a tune called For Uncle Harvey, and I never met Uncle Harvey, but I know that he must have been a great guy, and his incredibly gifted niece is carrying some music forward in his honor?
Well, my Uncle Harvey Nelson was a great guy, and everybody loved him. And he aside from being just a really great human being, he was kind of a benefactor of our family in some ways. And he actually lent me the money to buy my Steinway. probably wouldn't have been able to get such a great instrument at that time without him. But he was just a good friend and a wonderful human being. And he passed away unexpectedly. I guess it was about 10 years ago now. And I sat down and wrote this tune pretty much in one sitting the day after he died. It was a very devastating time for our family. And this tune just kind of wrote itself. It really just poured out of me.
It's a gorgeous tune. I really, really enjoy it. I love it. And I would be honored to play it with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
1, 2, 3, 1. Thank you.
Wow, Roberta, that was a very, very nice song. I love it.
Oh, thank you, John. You played it beautifully. You really captured the spirit of the piece.
For Uncle Harvey. I mean, there's a skill and a gift to writing music, which is very simple but nonetheless very profound, and it's no wonder that your composing has been recognized and honored by the Thelonious Monk competitions.
Thank you.
You know, we should honor Thelonious Monk by playing one of his tunes. Why don't you play one?
Well, I'd love to. He's one of my favorite composers. How about Monk's Dream?
Yeah, I love it.
Great.
Wow, Roberta, that was brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
I love Monk's Dream. I love what you do with it.
You know, Monk is such a wonderful composer, and his compositions are very distinct, obviously, but they're also very open and easy to be creative over.
Yeah. You do that, I mean, with a lot of standards. In fact, you created a particularly beautiful series of variations on one of my favorite songs from all time, If I Loved You, from Carousel, which happens to be my favorite musical of all time. So tell me the genesis of this brilliant arrangement of yours.
Wow. Okay. If I Loved You is such a beautiful tune. And I used to play it solo piano pretty straight because it doesn't really need a lot of ornamentation. And then, of course, being me, I started ornamenting it, and it became a trio piece. And then, actually, it was Billy Mintz, who suggested that I start singing it. And it's actually pretty challenging to sing because it's a pretty wide-ranging melody. And then I wrote the arrangement for the Sides Colors CD with the horns and the strings coming in at the end. And so it all kind of evolved a little at a time.
That was really a nice touch. The strings and the woodwinds, they come in perfect.
You.
You're a great orchestrator. And
thanks.
I think my favorite instrument in there is the completely unexpected, plaintive, sweet solo instrument of your voice, which really catches me by surprise every time I hear it.
Well, I think it's kind of a different arrangement in that I don't sing the head until the end. So I guess that's why it's a surprise.
Well, would you play that for us, please?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to.
If I Loved You.
time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way.
Wow, Roberta, can I tell you why I love your arrangement of If I Love You So Much?
Sure.
All right. If I Loved You, the very title of, is sort of the statement of possibility and uncertainty.
Yeah,
and
it is.
You come across as somebody who just, like, what a non-committing situation I'm in. And those opening chords that you reharmonize, it's very, very powerful. And I love when the solo voice, the vibrato-less voice, it just sounds perfect for that part. It's this really basic statement of that melody, followed by your aerto-like scatting, a Brazilian awesome thing on the five. Loved it.
Well, thank you so much, John. It's really such a beautiful song, and it's another one of those songs that kind of plays itself, I think.
You did a wonderful job with it. Great arrangement.
Thank you.
Well, there's more music in just a minute with Roberta Pickett. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, Roberta, I love what you do with standards, just tunes that I've played a million times, because you always bring something brand new to every single duet that I've ever played with you.
Well, I love playing standards, and I love playing standards with you, John.
Well, let's do I Thought About You, Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Mercer.
Oh, that's a great tune, one of my favorites.
Let's have a go, as Marion would say.
Sure.
One, two. Thank you. Well, Roberta, it's an absolute ball to play duets with you.
Well, likewise, John. You're just tremendous.
You really, really swing hard. And, you know, sadly, all good things must come to an end, and I'm afraid we're down to our last number here on this show.
Well, I'd love to play another duet with you, John, if that's okay.
Maybe another original from your trio, possibly one by Billy Mintz, who is an amazing composer, by the way.
Yeah, isn't he? He writes great tunes.
This is sort of almost like a Slonimsky exercise with the chords, like a Coltrane-y kind of set of changes.
Oh, Flight. Yeah, that would be great. That's one of my favorite Billy Mintz tunes.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Okay.
Wow, Roberta, you're fantastic. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, it was a great pleasure to play with you, John. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Marian McPartland's Piano Jazz with guest host John Weber and today's guest, Roberta Pickett. Piano Jazz is recorded at NOLA Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Bill Moss, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager Grant Jackson, executive producer Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. You can find more information about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz or listen to a recent program on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll also find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.